All right, so everyone wanted the lowdown on Daniel Bates.
Daniel Bates. Okay.
Right. DLB, Dante
Oh
East.
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
It's like this guy has more aliases than like a witness protection program or something.
Seriously.
We got articles, we got bios, we even got a royalty statement.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, it is juicy.
Okay, lay it on me.
So the real question
Yeah.
is he a creative mastermind who's building an empire, or is he about to supernova try and do it all?
You know what strikes me right away
Yeah.
is how this guy navigates this world of being a ghostwriter, and then all of a sudden he's fronting his own projects.
Right.
It's not a typical career path.
Not at all. Let's rewind back to the ghostwriting days.
Okay.
We're talking some huge names.
Like who?
Lil Baby Post Malone, even Morgan Wallen.
Wow, okay.
This guy was behind some massive hits,
Yeah.
but he was hidden.
He was a ghostwriter.
Why would you do that?
What's interesting,
Yeah.
you think about the music industry
Right.
and a hit song,
Huge for a performer.
huge,
Yeah.
but it doesn't necessarily mean that the songwriter,
Gets their recognition. Yeah.
right. So Bates was really kind of crafting the soundtracks to other people's success.
That's a really good point. And now he's writing his own story with a capital S.
Oh, really?
This one project a month in 2025 is insane.
One project a month.
Is that sustainable creatively? Logistically? I don't even.
That's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah.
Even established artists with like big teams struggle to do something like that.
Yeah.
So for him to be doing that, it raises questions. Can he maintain the quality
Right.
while churning out content like this?
But if you look at the releases that he's put out so far, it's not just like generic stuff, you know?
Okay.
Like Almost Peaceful, No Price on Peace 2. That has a completely different vibe than the
Don't.
Tu Fuego.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like he speaks multiple musical
He's
languages.
not just like hopping between
For
genres. He's
sure.
blending stuff
Yeah.
in a way that I think is pretty cool. Like,
Oh,
take
yeah.
Almost Peaceful,
Okay.
with those classic hip hop beats. But then he layers in this like introspective,
Yeah.
almost melancholy feel to it.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then you go to Tu Fuego,
All right.
which is just like energy,
Yeah.
pure energy,
It's great.
pulling in those like Latin rhythms.
Yeah.
But still, maintains his signature sound.
Yes. And then on top of all that,
Yeah.
you got 11SIX Music Company.
11SES, okay.
Okay.
It's not just a label.
What is it?
They're calling it an ecosystem.
Oh, wow. That sounds ambitious.
It does.
Yeah.
This ecosystem thing is key.
Okay.
He's not just signing artists. He's trying to create an environment where they can like thrive.
I see.
So think of it like a creative incubator,
Okay.
where you have all these musicians, they can collaborate,
Yeah.
they can learn from each other, they can build something bigger than themselves.
I like that.
And it's not just one type of music
Yeah.
either.
You have Wild Horse Records for your modern country. You've got Once Seis Musica for your Latin genres.
That's smart.
He's building something very diverse.
This shows that he's a good businessman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's diversifying,
Sign up.
spreading the risk,
Absolutely.
tapping into multiple markets all at the same time.
It's like he's playing 3D chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
I like that analogy.
Speaking of expanding his reach, this guy is not limiting himself to music.
No.
He is diving headfirst into film with Neon Vision Studios.
Eon Vision Studios.
Yeah, and I'm noticing this neon theme
Oh, yeah.
is that intentional branding.
Maybe he's onto something.
I think so.
I mean, neon is vibrant, it catches your eye,
Yeah.
it's edgy, it's cool.
Yeah.
So it's like he's creating a visual
That
brand.
ties everything
The
together.
music, the film.
Even the fashion line.
Wow.
So his film, Neon Bonds,
Okay.
it's still very much under wraps,
Right.
but it's been described as a passion project. I am dying to know what story he's burning to tell.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he's writing a memoir
A memoir.
called The Many Faces of Daniel.
Okay.
So that title alone
Yeah.
suggests a pretty wild ride.
You think he's spreading himself too thin?
That's the question,
Yeah.
right?
Can you be a successful musician and a filmmaker
And fashion icon
and write a book?
all at the same time.
Or is that ambition going to be his downfall?
And let's not forget
Yeah.
the
Oh,
aliases.
yeah, he's got a lot of them.
DLB, Dante East,
Is this like a legal thing?
right?
Is this branding or is he just messing with us?
It's hard to say. We know Dante East.
Yeah.
Is the name tied to his Universal Music Publishing Group deal?
UMPG.
That deal in itself is pretty interesting.
Okay, how?
So that royalty statement we got,
Right.
buckle up.
I'm ready.
He is making $60,000
Whoa.
for one song.
for one song.
In 6 months.
Get out of here.
And that's after the 50-50 split with UMPG. So this isn't just about creative passion.
No.
There's some serious money involved.
That $60,000, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
That's just from songwriting for one song.
Right.
You also have performance royalties. Mm. You have sync licenses for film and TV.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a successful songwriter, you got multiple revenue streams.
Jim Beats is maximizing his.
Clearly, yeah.
But then you have this other thing.
What's that?
Looming over the music industry.
What is it?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
UMTG actually sent out a letter to artists, including Beats, voicing concerns about fair compensation and the rise of AI-generated music.
That's a big one right now.
It really is. So is TikTok the future of music discovery, or is it a threat to artists' livelihoods?
It's a great question.
I don't know.
The power of TikTok is undeniable.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, songs go viral overnight.
Careers are launched.
Yes. But are artists getting a fair cut?
That's the question, right?
And what happens when AI can create a hit song in seconds?
Oh, man.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Artists, labels, everyone's trying to figure this out.
It really is a whole new world out there.
It is.
And now, throw in this curveball.
Okay, what's the curveball?
HYBE Corporation.
HYBE.
The K-pop giant.
Okay.
Wants Beats as a Western-influenced creative consultant.
Wow.
I mean, we knew he was ambitious.
Yeah.
But this is next level.
HYBE is huge.
Massive.
They're not looking for just anybody.
Aye.
They want somebody who can bridge cultures.
And Beats is their guy.
That's a lot of pressure.
It really is. I mean, especially in a market like K-pop, which is so unique.
And competitive.
Super competitive. Is he really equipped to handle that?
Well, he's definitely stepping into uncharted territory here.
Yeah.
If he can blend Western and K-pop influences
successfully,
the potential is massive.
Huge.
But there's also the flip side.
What's that?
If he fails, it could be very public.
Oh, yeah.
Very damaging to his reputation.
You know, we've got this whirlwind of ventures.
Yeah.
This constant pushing of boundaries.
Right.
Is it all a calculated strategy?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he chasing every shiny object that comes his way?
Yeah.
And more importantly, can he pull it off without losing himself in the process?
This is the mystery we're trying to unravel.
It is.
It's complicated.
It really is. He's got this relentless drive.
Yeah.
This need to create. But there's a fine line between ambition and overreach.
Absolutely. And just to make things even more interesting.
Yeah.
He's launching a podcast.
Oh, really?
It's called From Hustle to Creative Heights.
Okay.
So do you think he's going to give us the raw, unfiltered truth about his journey?
Right.
Or is this just another calculated move to, like, bolster his brand?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll dive deeper into that and a whole lot more in part two of our deep dive into this enigmatic world of Daniel Beats.
I can't wait.
Should be good.
It really should be.
I'm looking forward to it.
So we're back, and it's clear that Daniel Beats, this guy is on another level.
What's interesting to me, it's not just like he's a musician or a businessman. This is somebody who's redefining like what it means to be a creative force in the 21st century.
He's like a one-man industry.
Seriously.
Building this whole empire from scratch.
Yeah, and remember that UMPG deal we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
That's not just like a normal contract.
Right.
They're giving him like $2,500 a month.
Wow.
Just for songwriting.
As a draw.
Yeah, like an advance.
That's crazy.
That shows you how much faith UMPG has in him.
Right.
They're investing in his future.
Yeah.
Recognizing his value goes way beyond the songs he's already written.
It's like they're saying, we believe in you so much, we're going to pay you before you even write anything.
Exactly.
And you got to remember, that's on top of 50% royalty split for every song.
It's a sweet deal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But it makes you think.
About what?
About artistic freedom, you know?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Is there pressure to create commercially viable music? When somebody's basically paying your salary.
That's a really good point.
But even with all this talk about money in business, Beats seems to be trying to inject like a sense of purpose.
Into his work.
Into everything he does.
Like what?
Take his upcoming streetwear brand, 1UVMERCY.
1UVMERCY.
Okay. Yeah. Love, mercy.
I see.
He's framing it as a movement.
Not just clothes.
That's just clothes.
Interesting.
It's a movement.
It's definitely a smart marketing tactic.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it also shows that he's trying to connect with something bigger.
Yeah.
Something beyond just making money.
Like a deeper meaning.
Yeah, and he's tapping into what's going on culturally right now.
Yeah.
Where people really care about authenticity and, social consciousness.
He keeps talking about this ecosystem,
And they write.
this network of creative people
Supporting each other,
supporting each other.
pushing
It's
boundaries.
like he's trying to build a family.
I think so.
That's cool.
This focus on mentorship is interesting.
He talks about wanting to give back to the next generation of artists and
Yeah.
provide them with guidance and
That
opportunity.
he had to fight for.
Exactly. There's a real sense of paying it
I
forward.
like that. It's like creating a more supportive environment.
In the industry,
Yeah.
for everybody.
It's a noble goal,
Right.
but here's the question.
What's that?
Can you really nurture a community, mentor artists, pour your heart into all these different things when you are juggling a million things at once?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
Can he maintain those connections, that genuine sense of community when he's moving at this crazy speed?
It's like he's defying the laws of physics, trying to be everywhere at once.
And then you add in the podcast,
All right.
From Hustle to Creative Heights.
Do you think this is genuine?
Is he really trying to share his
The
story?
struggles, the triumphs, or is this just another way?
To promote himself.
It's hard to say, but I think if he really opens up, if he's willing to be vulnerable, share the not so glamorous parts, it could really connect with people.
It could be inspiring.
Yeah, like a guidebook for navigating the crazy world of being creative.
But if it's not authentic,
If it feels fake,
if it feels like an
it
ad,
could backfire.
big time.
Yeah, it's a risky move.
So where does this leave us?
Good question.
We got this enigmatic figure, Daniel Bates.
He's a mystery.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a behind-the-scenes hit maker.
Right.
He's a charismatic front man.
Yeah.
He's a savvy entrepreneur. He's a mentor.
It's like he's a walking contradiction.
I know he doesn't fit in a
And
box.
that's what makes him so interesting.
I think so too.
He really shows how complex things are.
In the creative world,
Yeah, he's a product of the digital age.
where everything's blurred,
The opportunities are everywhere.
but the pressure.
The pressure to create is intense.
He's really pushing the limits.
Yeah, he's testing the boundaries.
But is he building a legacy?
That will last.
Or is this a house of cards?
That's about to fall apart.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
It's a good question.
It is, and it's up to each listener to decide.
What they think.
Yeah, we've given you the information.
We've looked at the potential problems.
And now,
I now
is he a visionary or is he a train wreck waiting to happen?
keep watching, keep listening,
And most importantly,
keep questioning.
the Daniel Bates story is far from over.
This is just the beginning.
Okay, so we're back, and the big question is still hanging in the air.
Yeah.
Can Daniel Bates keep up this insane pace, or is he like heading for a breakdown?
It's got to be tough, right? He's got this one project a month thing. He's making movies.
He's consulting in K-pop.
It's a lot.
It's almost superhuman, and we haven't even talked about like his personal life.
Right, his family.
Exactly. What is this doing to him?
Yeah, you got to wonder.
Like, is he sleeping?
Right.
Is he seeing his family?
Is he healthy?
Is he sane? Like, it makes you think about the cost of ambition,
We always hear about the hustle.
right? The grind.
Yeah, got to work hard, got to grind.
But at what point
Yeah.
does it become too much?
It's a good question.
And it's not just about him either.
Right? He's got other
He's
people,
got a whole team,
artists he's working with.
people he's mentoring.
If he crashes,
It affects everyone.
being a leader isn't just about having a vision.
What else is it?
It's about empowering people, creating an environment where everyone can succeed.
And that means
Letting go a little,
delegating, trusting other people.
knowing when to step back.
And something tells me that letting go isn't really Bates' style.
You think he's a control freak?
I think he likes to be hands-on.
With every little thing.
I think so. And this brings us back to HYBE.
Oh, yeah. Think about it.
Different culture.
Language barrier.
So much pressure to succeed. They're a global company
Can he handle all of that?
while running his own empire.
Right.
If he tries to micromanage everything from afar,
Ooh, that's not going to be good.
it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, he's got to trust the HYBE team.
Collaborate,
Let go of some control.
which I don't know if he can do
It's
for
tough,
any entrepreneur
especially someone like Bates.
who's so passionate.
But if he wants to succeed in the long run, he's got to learn to delegate.
It's like he's a conductor
I like that.
leading multiple orchestras.
At the same time,
Each one is different.
different music, different instruments,
He's got to jump back and forth.
without missing a beat.
Incredible focus.
Yeah.
adaptability.
A little bit magic, maybe.
So is Daniel Bates this musical maestro brilliantly leading all these different things?
Or is it all going to come crashing down?
That's what we want to know.
I guess we'll see.
We've looked at all the evidence.
We've analyzed the risks.
Now it's up to you.
The listener.
You decide.
What do you think?
Is he a visionary?
Or a train wreck waiting to happen?
Keep watching.
Keep listening.
Keep questioning.
The Daniel Bates story.
It's far from over.
This is just the beginning.